Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. I am often asked by our clients, what makes the right salesperson? Or how do I hire the right salesperson for me? And if it was as easy as a magic formula, of course, we would all have perfect salespeople closing 100% of the business, 100% of the time. And it's not quite that simple, because the perfect salesperson for one company is not the perfect salesperson for another. So let's take a look at three considerations that you should have every time you're looking to hire your sales team. Number one, make sure you understand what it takes to build a pipeline and prospect for new business, because you need to be clear just how much activity you require your salesperson to do on a daily or a weekly basis. That will drive the type of salesperson that you go out and look for. So understand what it takes to build a pipeline and understand the true prospecting side of the business, because many people hire salespeople who don't truly know how to prospect. This is critical if you're a young company or trying to penetrate a new market and net new customers in your existing market. It's also really important to understand the business value of your product. Don't simply hire salespeople because they have an area of technical expertise or they're practitioners in the type of work that you do, because ultimately your clients want to make sure that your product is helping them solve a business problem. Unfortunately, I see a lot of companies hiring product specialists who don't understand the business case. They think, oh, this is cool new technology, or this is a cool new product, or this is an exciting space to be in, but they can't wrap their head around how this absolutely improves the client's current condition. That's a huge mistake. Remember, people ultimately buy your product or service based on the business value it provides. Number three, you need to understand the true requirements of your company. If you're a startup, small business, you need to hire salespeople who are used to that startup environment. If you hire salespeople who are used to working in big multinational organizations, they're going to expect internal services and resources from you that you just won't have. On the other hand, if you're a big multinational organization and you hire people who are used to a quick transaction, a small $1,000 sale that's sold over the phone in 30 days, and you're selling a multi-million dollar project to a highly regulated industry, you've got a mismatch. Don't necessarily only hire people who have experience in your business or in your industry. Hire people who have a proven track record of experience selling products that have similar life cycles, price points, and markets to yours. Doing so will ensure that you have the right activity match. And when you hire salespeople who are good at the activities that you need them to do to be a success, then you will have a successful, motivated sales team. And by the way, don't waste your time trying to coach a salesperson who isn't performing well. So what does that mean? Start measuring their performance within the first week of the new salesperson being on site. Now, of course, they might not be making sales, and that's okay. But for the first 30 and 60 days, you need to be measuring whether they're doing the activities that are required to build the pipeline they need to hit their target. If they're not doing those activities in the first 30 days, and certainly if they're not doing them in the next 60 days, they're not going to do them at all. It may be time to quickly sever your relationship, free them up for new opportunities, and rehire. Which leads me to a final point. Always be recruiting. As a sales leader, it's important for you to build bench strength. Don't think that because you've got the perfect team in place right now, that it will stay that way over the next 3, 6, 9 months, or even multiple years. Always be out there looking for additional strength that you can add to the team in case a new market opportunity pops up or in case somebody on your team leaves. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.